Well, good morning and welcome to Ask Be Me, personal journey blog of podcast of sorts of myself, an older woman, not recently diagnosed, but diagnosed within the last 10 years with Asperger's, and just trying to navigate around that whole thing, wrapping my head around it and understanding that things are the way they are for a reason. And then other than that, I come here today with a little bit of sad news. My dad passed less than a week ago, last Thursday, February 29th of all days, leap year day. He succumbed to pneumonia. Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my mom was with him, and he passed in his sleep. He was in a memory care facility for those with dementia and Alzheimer's, that kind of facility, and had been for the last 7-8 years in various places. Watched him steadily decline until the last year or so. There really was, I don't know what was there. It's hard to tell with people who suffer from that, what actually goes on in their head and their brain and their memory as time goes on. He was nothing but skin and bones when he passed. The last few photos that I received from my mom and my brother, who did go down and see him 2 weeks ago, I didn't recognize that man. I didn't recognize that man at all. Anyway, he contracted COVID while in this memory care facility. That turned into pneumonia, and his body just couldn't fight it off. So on Thursday afternoon, February 29th, it sounds like he waited till my mom got there, because she said she got there around 1:30. Held his hand as she did every day and kissed his forehead and told him that she loved him and sat with him and held his hand. And within a few moments after that, I guess he took his last few breaths. She said that he took some really weird sounding breaths, 2 or 3 of them, and closed his eyes, and that was it. I think he waited till he got there. She got there. He waited till my mom got there to say goodbye to her. And left. And oddly enough, I found out later that night when I was talking to my mom, I found out that his older sister, Jacqueline, did pass. And my dad's name was Jean-Claude. Very much the Frenchman. Inspector Clouseau, as Inspector Clouseau gets, accent and all, even looked like Einstein and Inspector Clouseau mixed. But anyway, his older sister had passed just 2 days prior, and they were very close. They were very close as children, as young adults. When my dad moved to the United States and married my mom, my dad stayed here in the United States, but he would routinely bring her over for extended visits. So a couple weeks, couple months at a time. And he took care of her. He emotionally, physically took care of her at times. And I think they were much closer than most people realize. And I think what happened is when she passed, she got there and was calling out to my dad, Jean-Claude, where are you? Where are you? I need you. Please come and be with me. And I think he left to be with her. I think he waited till my mom showed up, said goodbye to her, and left to be with his sister, Jacqueline. And I believe that they're up there now in heaven with each other, taking care of each other. And my dad is watching over my mom. I am the oldest of 3 children. My 2 younger brothers, we're all very close in age. I think in total we're like 3.5-4 years apart between myself and my youngest brother. So we're all very close in age. My 2 brothers live out of state. It was agreed that we would have my dad cremated and over the summer meet up somewhere and spread his ashes. My dad wanted to be in the Grand Canyon. So we'll see what happens with that. I know he didn't want to be in the ground. He wanted to be somewhere in the woods. He wanted to be somewhere beautiful where he could enjoy the peace and quiet of the wind and the animals and the trees. So who knows? Maybe the Rocky Mountains, Maybe it'll be the Grand Canyon. But growing up with my dad, now knowing and realizing that he was on the spectrum, a lot of things make sense to me. He was absolutely 100% Asperger's. He grew up, I think, a very lonely child. I know that as an adult, he didn't have friends. He didn't have a group of people he hung out with. He worked a lot, but I think he enjoyed his work. He was an engineer, very, very smart. God, was he smart. He had all kinds of patents with his name on it. He worked for the military. He worked for the government, but for private companies. But he was always called upon to complete projects. He was under the government radar for a long time. He would go in at midnight to work on projects. He couldn't be around other people. Other people could not be around him when he worked. He worked assembling the Patriot missile and the stealth bomber and other very, very high security projects. But he never spoke of them. He never bragged of them. He just did his job and then came home. He loved the outdoors. He loved being outside. And I think that's typical for Asperger people. I think we love being outside. I think we love the freedom of being outside that it brings. I love being outside. I'd rather be outside any day of the week, any day than inside. Rain or sun or snow or wind, I'd rather be outside. My dad taught me a lot about nature. He taught me a lot about gardening. We always had a garden, always as a child. Every spring we'd dig it up and we'd sort out the stones from the branches. We'd clean up the dirt per se. We'd bury coffee grounds every chance we got. We planted our own beans, zucchini, tomatoes. I mean, he had a beautiful garden and people always came from the neighborhood to see what he had. What you got now, Jean-Claude? What do you have? What are you growing? He was that guy that people went to for help. He always seemed to have that odd tool that nobody else seemed to have and how to use it. If he heard a neighbor was had a broken washing machine or needed wood chopped or the car worked on, he was the first one there. Never asked for anything in return. Never, never, never. Always did things out of the goodness of his heart because that's who he was. He didn't expect anything. He just did it because that's what you did. As a human being and as a good person, that's just what you did. If someone was broken down on the side of the road, he stopped and helped them. Whether it was 7 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night, that's just what we did. Somebody left their trash can out, he'd bring it back to the end of their driveway for them. He never asked. Never asked for anything. He never went to happy hour. He wasn't a sports person, but if you understand, I don't want to say foreign people, but if you understand French people, they just don't have sports really to follow except for soccer. So it's not like he sat there on Sundays and watched football games. We didn't go to baseball games or basketball games. Didn't understand hockey for the life of him. Just wasn't a sports person. He'd rather be outside digging in the garden or chopping wood. As a parent, he had us doing things that today would have probably got him arrested and his children taken away, but that's just what you did as a parent. He had us wielding axes over our heads to cut down trees. He had us riding lawnmowers, you know, those ride-on lawnmowers when we were 8, 9, 10 years old. Because that's what you did. You taught your kids how to take care of themselves. He taught me how to change a flat tire, replace my spark plugs. We did the oil changes, brake pads. I did all of it at one point or another. There was never nothing he couldn't fix. There was nothing that man couldn't fix. It was amazing when you sit back and think about it. I never recall seeing a repairman to fix anything, whether it was a washer or a lawnmower or a window or a car. It was mind-boggling. emotionally, I never heard the words "I love you" as a kid. And I understand that part being Asperger. That's just not something that comes easy for us. I think I heard it once, but as a young adult. But I never heard it as a child. But that's okay, because I knew he loved us. I knew he loved me. He had an awkward sense of humor, weird sense of humor. What he found funny, most people couldn't understand why. I do, because I find the same stupid stuff funny. If he told one joke and got a response out of people, then he told the same joke 1,000 times over, thinking he'd get the same funny response from people, but eventually they stopped laughing. But he just continued trying to make people laugh. When he would put us to bed, he would tell us stories. He'd make up stories. He never read books. I don't recall him reading books, but he always told a story, whether it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes. My mom never put us to bed. It was always him. And somehow he managed to carry all three of us to bed. I don't know how. One of us on his neck, another one on his back, another one in his arms, but he always managed to carry all three of us to bed, either upstairs or downstairs, or in our minds, he had the brute strength of Hercules. He had the storytelling of a Dr. Seuss. He had the magic of a David Copperfield. And he just had the nature. He loved nature. He taught us a lot about nature. A lot. But he'll always be my papa. I never called him anything else. I never called him dad or daddy or father. That's just what we were raised with, was papa. And that's what he was until the day he passed. He was papa. He lived to be 86. He would have been 87 this year, 86 years old. So he had a long life. Longevity runs in his family. Was it a happy life? I think so. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. He never spoke about things emotionally, with an emotional side to him. I don't think I ever saw him cry. I never saw him. I no, I take that back. I did see him cry with the passing of his own dad. When I was a child, I think I was 8 or 9, I remember seeing him cry. And then with the passing of my maternal grandfather, he did shed a tear or two at the funeral. But that was the only time. I've never seen him cry otherwise or show extreme emotion. I never recall hearing him yell. I never recall, I mean, he got irritated or frustrated, but I never recall seeing him angry to the point of violence. I never saw him get violent. Never, 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 never. I never saw him raise his hands to anybody else. I never saw him throw things out of anger or disgust. He was probably the most patient person I've ever encountered, and that's probably where I get my patience from. He taught me to walk slowly and enjoy everything around you. Enjoy the sights and the smells and the trees and, pick up a leaf and smell it and enjoy that smell. Enjoy the smell of a flower. Just to enjoy life as it is presented, and don't try and change it. I think he would have been happier living further outside of town. I think he would have been happier having more animals around him. He was an animal person. If he saw an injured bird, he took it in and took care of it. Injured animal, he would take care of it. He would tell us, don't touch the nest, don't touch the animals, try not to. He was just respectful of nature. people I don't think he had a high tolerance for, especially stupid people. But he didn't surround himself with that type either. He would sit there and listen, but he never spoke up. Was he happier that way? I don't know. I think he internalized a lot of things, but we do that as Asperger people. I wonder at the end, when people do have dementia like that and Asperger's, or not Asperger's, but Alzheimer's, what truly runs through their minds? Do they really do lack memories, or do they have them, they just don't vocalize them? Because something's got to be running through their minds. You can't have an empty, you can't have an empty mind. I don't believe in that. So as he lay there staring at the ceiling with the blanket pulled up to his nose, what was running through his head? Was he counting the flecks on the ceiling? Was he thinking about his childhood? Was he listening to the sounds he could hear of the other people in the building or the outside? I don't think he'd gone outside. I know he never left the building. I don't know how often they took him outside, and I wonder if he missed that at the end. But I just wonder what thoughts people have as they near the end like that. Like I said, I think his sister called out for him, and I think he answered. He waited for my mom. He said goodbye to my mom, and he answered Jacqueline's call. So I've cried. It had been weeks since I saw him last. And quite honestly, I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the I didn't have the strength to go see him in the way that he was. Because I needed to remember him not as he was when he passed, but as he was from a year ago, from 10 years ago, from 50 years ago. I just needed to remember that part of him. And not this very frail, I didn't recognize him, but this very frail old man. His eyes were sunken in. His skin was pale. He had bony fingers. I didn't recognize him. And I needed to remember him differently. So shame on me, maybe, for not going to see him. Do I feel guilty? Absolutely. But I don't think he would have wanted me to see him like that or remember him like that. And I don't know. So I still cry when I think about him. I'm going to cry forever. I just hope he's looking down and he's proud of something about me. I didn't have a very successful career. Failed relationships. I'm struggling now, emotionally, physically, financially. But I hope he's proud of me in some way, shape, or form. So I'll probably speak more about this later at a later time, but I just wanted to give an update and to make sure that no matter who you are or what you've got going on, just remember to tell those around you who matter to you, tell them how much they matter. And whether it's a quick message or a phone call or a smile, let them know that you love them, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. And that has been very apparent after my son suffered his massive stroke a couple years ago. Let them know. Let them know you love them. So until next time, this is Aspie Me. You got any questions, comments, shoot me a message. You just want to chit-chat off the record, then feel free to do so. I appreciate you guys a lot for listening. I know that someone out there is listening and appreciates this. So thank you very much. Have a great, I don't even know what day of the week this is. Wednesday? Have a great Wednesday. And we'll talk to you later. Thank you.